Next to old computer systems in government departments and the public service, 46,000 of the HSE's 58,000 laptops and desktops are operating an old software, and it has spent over €300,000 patching it up. That's because Microsoft will stop protecting Windows 7 from viruses and malware from January the 14th of next year, except for those who pay a new premium for extended security support. 22,000 computers in various government departments and offices also continue to run on the old Windows 7 system. Cian McCormack has the story. Cian, what's this about?
Well, Gavin, put simply, it's about old computers not being upgraded despite warnings that this needed to happen about 2 years ago. The first thing to know here is, what is Windows 7? It's the operating system, it's the software that makes a computer work. And as you were just saying earlier, Microsoft will stop protecting Windows 7 from January 14th of next year, 2020, except for those who pay for extended security support, and that extended support stops at the end of 2020. Now, this means if you basically have three options, you can get the new Windows 10 software, get a new computer, or pay Microsoft extra money to continue protecting your PC on Windows 7.
Now, the HSE has already footed a bill of hundreds of thousands of euros. Tell us about that.
The HSE has paid €330,000 for an extended warranty to protect 16,000 Windows 7 computers until June next year. But as we've been saying earlier, 46,000 of the HSE's 58,000 desktop and laptop computers remain on the Windows 7 operating system.
So it could cost more than €330,000.
Possibly, but the HSE told Morning Ireland in a statement that Microsoft offered the HSE extended security updates last Tuesday, but there was no financial proposal with that offer.
So what could it cost the HSE?
Well, the HSE says it's not in a position to comment on that because Microsoft pricing fees for extended support have not yet been released. However, there are agreements with other government departments. The Department of Public Expenditure is paying €48 per computer for extended warranties on 398 computers until the end of 2020 at a cost of about €20,000. The pricing structure, it hasn't been confirmed by Microsoft, but on that type of arrangement, industry and government sources say that it's about €50 per device for the first 12 months, then double that, or €100 for the next 12 months, and then double that again, €200 for the remaining 12 months. And this means an organisation with 1,000 PCs on Windows 7 could possibly face a fee of €50,000 in 2020, rising to €200,000 in 2022. But some organisations may get better pricing if they have a large number of Windows 7 computers.
Now, Cian, the issues are due to be raised in the Dáil.
Yeah, all this information was unearthed by Labour TD Alan Kelly through parliamentary questions to lots of government departments. Deputy Kelly plans to raise the issue in the Dáil and at the Health and Public Accounts Committees. He's deeply concerned.
HSE is the largest public sector organisation in the country. The fact that this changeover has to happen by the end of January, and here we are in mid-November, and there's that scale and amount of work to be done, amount of laptops and desktops to be migrated, it's not an exaggeration to say that this is going to cost a serious amount of money if they don't act very fast. Now, there are departments who answered my PQs who actually demonstrated that they had migrated their computer systems substantially and will have almost all of the work, if not all of the work, done. And they deserve to be complimented. But then again, there are other departments who have a mixed bag of results, where in some cases they haven't been able to migrate and they will be paying license fees. So there's no doubt that across departments and across agencies under each department, that the taxpayer is going to fork out unnecessarily because of the fact that these organisations and departments are going to have to pay for licences next year and possibly on to the following year as well. And that's crazy. Where you're running operating systems that are operating on patches, in inverted commas, and depending on licences that need to be upgraded for short-term periods, there is a capacity for viruses, there's a capacity for cyber attacks. So I'm deeply worried that in the HSE and in some government departments, we could have cyber attacks. We're leaving ourselves open to that. And the fact that at government level, they haven't been able to ensure that we could avert this is worrying. And it does show there hasn't been a cross-government thinking in relation to this.
Labour TD Alan Kelly there. The HSE in a statement said that the protection of personal data is a top priority and it uses layered security to protect data from hackers and malware. Also, it said it has an accelerated refresh program to address the Windows 7 issue and expects this work to be finished within the calendar year, with the exception of a number of devices. Also, some of its health systems don't run on Windows 10. It says it is continuously replacing and updating older systems. Costs are built into current budgets and future costs depend on priorities and available budgets.
Now, that's the HSC. Keane, you mentioned that other government departments, are they affected too?
Yes, Gavin. The Department of Justice has 3,700 computers operating on Windows 7. There are 2,950 in the Department of Agriculture, 11,010 in the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection. Initial figures dug out for Alan Kelly's parliamentary question show there are 22,312 computers across various government departments and offices running on Windows 7, but there has been a proactive drive to get everything up to date. Barry Lowry is the government's chief information officer at the Department of Public Expenditure. As a policy and strategy officer, he has a broad overview about what's happening at government level, and he feels there is enough security in place in departments and offices in government to protect systems and people's data.
I don't think any organisation should take cyber attacks lightly, but devices don't suddenly become unprotected in January 2020. You know, the option is there to take out Microsoft security support through 2020 and further if you need to. The IT departments within the various departments are carrying out refresh programs and also already have security programs in place. I'm pretty confident that technically we're in a pretty good position.
Deputy Kelly was also saying that at government level we haven't been able to avert this. It's worrying and shows there should have been a cross-government approach to this.
Yes, I can understand why I would say that, but obviously the position's much more complicated than that, because if you take a cross-government approach, you're actually comparing a PC in a policy department, which is only used for email and for writing documents using Microsoft Office, to perhaps a PC in a hospital, which is linked to a particularly niche but particularly important piece of medical equipment. It's impossible to say that over every month we're going to just do so many PCs, because, as I said, it's much more complicated than that. And if you carry out your inquiries and you actually find out that the piece of medical equipment will not run under any circumstances with Windows 10, then you have to take other forms of mitigation.
That's Barry Lowry, the government's chief information officer there, ending that report by Keane McCormack.